Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra, daf Kuf of Baba Basra 101. And on the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis, the Mishnah is discussing somebody who says that they have a contract with somebody else to build a burial crypt. What are the exact dimensions that the person has to build? And so from here we learn, what do the graveyards of the Jews in the time of the Talmud, in the time of the Mishnah, look like? So it says our Mishnah, Mocher Mokom L'Chaveru L'Asos L'Kever, if somebody sells a place to his friend to make a grave, V'chein HaMekabel M'Chaveru L'Asos L'Kever, or somebody who becomes contracted to build a grave, Usetocha Shomar, there are two parts of the burial place. There was a crypt, which people would walk into, and a whole family would be buried in the cave. So there was two parts to this. There was the crypt, and then there were recesses made into the cave itself, the recesses which were excavated, and then the bodies were placed inside the recesses. So you make the Tocha Shomar, the crypt itself would be Dalad Amos al Shesh, 4 by 6 Amot, 4 by 6 cubits, Upoteh Hotocha, and then you open into it Shmona Kuchen, into the standard grave, unless it was specified different, you open 8 recesses for to be buried 8 people there. Sholosh Mikan, 3 on each side, Ushanayim Mikenegdon, and 2 opposite the entrance. Vikuchan Arkon Arba Amos Viroman Sheva, and the standard recess would have a length of 4 Amos going in and 7 Tefachim high. Virachban Shisha, and they would be 6 Tefachim wide. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says Usetocha Shel Mara Shesh Amos Al Shmona, that you make the crypt itself 6 by 8. Upoteach otocha, and you open in this crypt 13 recesses. Shlosha asar kuch, 4 mikan, 4 on each side. Shlosha mikenegdan, and 3 opposite it, and that gives us 11. And ve'echad miyamin ha'petach ve'echad min ha'smol, and 1 to the right of the opening and 1 to the left. So that's how Rabbi Shimon gets to his 13. So the Gemara is bothered by that, because it's seemingly the case that the simple way to read this Mishnah is that you're going to make 1 of the recesses on the right of the entrance and 1 of the left of the entrance. And that means that the recesses, which will be coming back from this crypt, will be basically going into the courtyard that is outside of the crypt itself. And the Gemara is bothered by that, because the Gemara thinks that that's going to lead to a desecration of the dead, because says the Gemara, Hani Trego, Hecha Shadilu, where are they going to put the recesses that are coming from the crypt? Iwibrai, if it's going to be external, Hakamistashiluhu, then what's going to happen is that the people in the courtyard are going to be trampled on this. And I want to mention this, I remember when the excavations at the death camp Belzec were being made, that the excavations were done in a way that desecrated the dead, because I saw that the tractors were going through the bones. And I remember being a part of a group led by Rabbi Avi Weiss that were standing and trying to stop the construction of this monument of Belzec from being done in a way that desecrates the dead. And here the Gemara is saying you cannot trample even on top of the grave of where the recesses that are carrying these bodies are. So says the Gemara, but where are we going to put them? So if we can't have the recesses going out, where are we going to put them? So comes along Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's answer is Da'aviluhu kemin nagar. Since we can't have the recesses going externally, the only alternative is that they made him like a bolt, meaning to say that they dug down vertically, and we assume that we put the coffin in on a vertical manner, straight down, one on the right side and one on the left side. And so that's how the Gemara thinks that these coffins went into the grave, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, but Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with that. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that this is not permitted, because this is kivuras chamorim. This is the burial of the donkeys, meaning you just throw the bones in that fashion. That's not the way a Jew believes that we should be buried, that you just throw the bones in vertically. How could we support it? So therefore, Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he had to have a different solution. He says, Bekaren Zavis, that what you did is you put one on the right side, one on the left side, in the corner opposite the entrance, not with the entrance, not when you come into the entrance, but on the far wall opposite from the entrance, and they were angled in, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan would have to understand the Mishnah. But we see from here, a person is not supposed to be married vertically, standing up. Nevertheless, it's brought down that in Sefer Shara Gogulim, that the great tzaddik, Rabbi Meir Bala Nes, was actually buried standing up. And the Sefer Biniyahu explains to Sukkah Mem Hayam and Beis that the reason why Rabbi Meir Bala Nes was buried standing up was because that was either in his will or it was from heaven. And the reason for this is because we know a tzaddik, a righteous person, has to be always ready to work on behalf of his generation. And so therefore, the Sefer Biniyahu compares Rabbi Meir Bala Nes to like a tree, that when a tree is down, it's unable to work. But if the tree is planted, standing, and strong, we know that it's in its full power. And so therefore, that was Rabbi Meir Bala Nes, that even after he physically died, he was always standing ready to be working on behalf of the Jewish people. That's the explanation that the Sefer Benayahu explains. Others say, no, the reason is because it shows that he was ready and always able to be prepared for Tchiyas HaMesim, like we see in other sources that Rabbi Yirmiyah said, bury me in my shoes and with my staff in my hand, because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. And that's why Rabbi Meir Bala Nes was buried standing up, so he could quickly go and be resurrected.